In the Dodge City yards of the Santa Fe stood a freight made up for the East, and the engineer with his oil and waste was grooming the gridiron beast. While 10 cars back in the murky dusk, a boxcar door swung wide. A hobo lifted his pile aboard to start on his last long ride. A lantern swung and the freight pulled out, and the engine it gathered speed. The engineer pulled the throttle wide and he clucked to his fiery steed. While 10 cars back in the empty box, a hobo rolled a pill. A flare of the match showed his partner's face, dark, white, and deathly still. As the train wheels clicked on the coupling joints, a song for the rambler's ear. The hobo talked to the still white form, his pal for many a year. For a mighty long time we've rambled, Jack, with the luck of men that roam, with a back door steps for a dining room and a boxcar for a home. We dodged the bulls on the eastern route and the cops on the Chesapeake. Traveled the Leadville narrow gauge in the days of Cripple Creek. Then we drifted down through Sunny Cow on the rails of the old SP. And of all that you had, through good and bad, a half always belonged to me. You made me promise to you, Jack, if I lived and you cashed in, to take you back to that old churchyard and to bury you there with the kin. You seemed to know that I'd keep my word, for you said that I was right. Well, I'm keeping my promise to you, pal, 'cause I'm taking you home tonight. I hadn't the money to send you there, so I'm taking you back on the fly. But it's a decent way for a boat to go home to the by and by. I knew that fever had you, Jack, but that doctor just wouldn't come. He was too busy treating the wealthy folk to doctor a railroad bum. As the train rolled over its ribbons of steel straight through to the east it sped, and the engineer in his high cab seat kept his eye on the rails ahead. While 10 cars back in the empty box, a lonely hobo sighed for the days of old and his pals of old who was taking his last long ride.